Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing with our series, The Great Companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today we'll be learning about a very special female companion. Her name was Hind bint Abi Umayya radiallahu anha. Her title was Umm Salama. She was born 14 years after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she passed away 50 years after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyida Hind radiallahu anha was a daughter of Abu Umayya. She was one of the female companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and was very well known for her generosity, piety, beauty, intelligence, and farsightedness. Her name was Hind, but she is better known as Salama because her son's name was Salama. She first married Abdullah ibn Abdul As'ad al-Makhzumi, who is known better as Abu Salama radiallahu anhu. Both husband and wife were amongst the early people to accept Islam. When the command came to migrate from Mecca to Medina, Salama radiallahu anha was amongst the first female companions to migrate. After the demise of her husband Abu Salama radiallahu anhu, she felt great loss, as she loved him very dearly and felt there was no husband like him. Many proposals came, but she declined them. However, she was then given the privilege to come into the nikah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and through this she earned the title of Ummul Mu'mineen. She lived with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 7 years and had the opportunity to accompany our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on many journeys. During her time with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she gained much knowledge, and she narrated a total of 378 ahadith from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the demise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she lived for many years and became an important figure. Many great companions, the likes of Abdullah ibn Abbas and Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, benefited from her knowledge, and many other companions would consult her in matters of deen too. She was the last from the beloved wives of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to pass away. Salama radiallahu anha passed away in Madinatul Munawwara at the age of 84. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu led her janazah salah, and she is buried in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her a lofty status in Jannah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of her services to deen and reward her on our behalf.